Let us all say a silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 246. 246. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. For our family altar this time, we will continue to discuss Psalms number 117, excuse me, and Psalms 118. Psalms 113 to Psalms 118. This group of Psalms is known as the Hallel or the Egyptian Hallel. And then Psalms 111 and 112 act as an introductory to this group of Psalms, the Egyptian Hallel. It is Jewish prayer, read or sung in Jewish worship at the great religious festival as an act of praise and thanksgiving. Psalms 113 to 118, especially associated with the Passover. During the Passover feast, Psalms 113 and 114 were sung before the Passover meal, and Psalms 115 to 118, it is sung after the meal. And then after that, they will sing Psalms 136, the last song in the Great Hallel. Tonight, we will discuss the last two Psalms of this Egyptian Hallel, Psalms 117 and Psalms 118. Let us see Psalms number 117. Let us read. Praise the Lord, all nations. Lord him, all peoples. For his loving kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord. So this Psalms 117, it is the shortest psalm in the Psalter and the shortest chapter in the Bible. And then here, this psalm, it is the calling of all nations and people to praise the Lord. All nations and peoples are called to praise the Lord for his great love and enduring faithfulness toward Israel. So all nations and people are called on to praise the Lord for his great love and enduring faithfulness toward Israel. And then here we can see the destiny of all people is related or involved in what God was doing in and for his people Israel. So it is related. The destiny of all people is involved in what God was doing in and for his people Israel. For example, we can see or we can refer to Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 41 to 43. As such, the destiny of the nations, in a way, also related involved in what God does with his people Israel. Here also, anticipate salvation for Gentiles. The Gentiles will join in worshipping the one true God. This is an anticipation of salvation for the Gentiles. So here, praise the Lord, all nations, praise the Lord. Lord him, all people, for his loving kindness is great toward us. And the truth, faithfulness of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so this psalm, to call all nations, all people, to praise the Lord for his great love and enduring faithfulness toward Israel. Now, let's see Psalms number 118. Psalms number 118. We will read this psalm as we proceed. Psalms 118. It is a hymn of thanksgiving for deliverance from enemy. It is a hymn of thanksgiving for deliverance from enemies. There are a few interpretations. But very possibly, here we can see how a Davidic king leads the nation in the worship of thanksgiving for deliverance and victory after a hard-fought battle with a powerful confederacy of nations. Therefore, very possibly, we are able to see this psalm, whereby a Davidic king leads the nation in the worship of thanksgiving for deliverance and victory after a hard-fought battle with a powerful confederacy of nations. Here, we can also see it described to us a festive procession into Jerusalem after the great deliverance, the victory. So it described there was this festivity or this procession entering into Jerusalem. Let us go through these Psalms 118. Let's see verses 1 to 4. Verses 1 to 4. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. All let Israel say, his loving kindness is everlasting. All let the house of Aaron say, his loving kindness is everlasting. Or let those who fear the Lord say, his loving kindness is everlasting. So, verses 1 to 4, we can see it is whereby in the worship to call to praise. In the worship to call to praise. Praise God for his loving kindness is everlasting. We can see repeated here 3 times. Praise the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting. And then we can also see verse 29. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Therefore here, we can see in this introduction, during the worship, it is a call to praise. Give thanks to the Lord, he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. So Israel is to say, the house of Aaron is to say like this, and those who fear the Lord, including the proselyte, so they are to praise and thank the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting. In which area? So, especially here, the deliverance from the enemy, from the battle. Let's see verses 5 to 9. Verses 5 to 9. From my distress I call upon the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is for me. I will not fear what can man do to me. The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I will look with satisfaction on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Here, we are able to see, it tells us concerning the king, the king's song of thanksgiving for deliverance and victory. This part is from verses 5 to 21. Verses 5 to 21, we can see the king's song of thanksgiving for deliverance and victory. But in this part, verses 5 to 9, we can see it describes to us the battle, and then how the Lord was the king's deliverance. It describes to us the war, the battle. And then how we are able to see the king put his trust in the Lord. The Lord is his deliverance. From my distress, I call upon the Lord. So in this distress, in this time of war, the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is for me. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I will look with satisfaction, or I will look with triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. So in this war, the Lord was the king's trust and refuge. And then the Lord was his deliverance to give triumph. Let us see verses 10 to 14. Verses 10 to 14. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. They surrounded me like beasts. They were extinguished as a fire of thorns. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. You pushed me violently so that I was falling. But the Lord has helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. So here it describes to us the enemy. Verse 10. All nations surrounded me. Verse 11. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me. Verse 12. They surrounded me like beasts. Verse 13. You pushed me violently so that I was falling. So the enemy surrounded them like beasts. They pushed them violently so that they was falling. Nearing death. So here, the enemy. But then we are able to see the Lord is their reliance, his reliance. So verse 10, in the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. Verse 11, in the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. Verse 12, in the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. So the Lord was his reliance, even though the enemy surrounded them. But then also the Lord helped them. Verse 13, but the Lord helped me. Verse 14, the Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation, deliverance. Verse 12, the enemy, they were extinguished as fire of thorns. So we can see how the Lord helped to overcome the enemy. And then let's see verses 15 to 18. 15 to 18. The sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I will not die, but live and tell of the works of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Here we can see the victory over the enemies. In verse 18, the king here, he also acknowledged that all this dangerous threat by the enemy, which he has experienced, also serve God's purpose to discipline him, to teach him in certain aspects. So the Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. So the Lord also using this occasion to discipline him, to teach him. And then here we can see the victory. So the victory is because of the Lord. The sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. Why? It's because the right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. So the Lord fought for them. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. So because of this, he will not die but live, and he will tell of the works of the Lord. So here we can see the victory. Let's continue to see verses 19 to 21. 19 to 21. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I shall enter through them. I shall give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous will enter through it. I shall give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you have become my salvation. Here we are able to see the return after the victorious battle. Here we are able to see the return. So it tells us how there was this procession that began outside the city, and then to the gates of righteousness, the gates of Jerusalem, the city of God, and possibly even to the gates of the temple. So here we are able to see, open to me the gates of righteousness. I shall enter through them. I shall give thanks to the Lord. So the procession after the victorious battle, how it began outside the city, and then the entering the gates of righteousness, the gates of Jerusalem, the city of God, and then possibly ultimately even ending entering the gates of the temple, to give praises to the Lord, to thank the Lord. So verse 21, I shall give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you have become my deliverance. So the return, the procession. So here, in verses 5 to 21, we can see the king's song of thanksgiving for deliverance and victory. Now see the next part, verses 22 to 27. Verses 22 to 27. Here, the people, they rejoice. They were rejoicing. We can see jubilation and triumphant. So here, the peoples are rejoicing. Verse 22 to 27. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, do save. We beseech you. O Lord, we beseech you. Do send prosperity. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. But by the festival sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. So here, the people rejoicing, jubilant, triumphant. Verse 22, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. So here, most likely, it is a reference to the king, firstly to the king. So the king who had been looked on with disdain by the kings of the nation, the kings invading his realm. So the builders, these are the builders of worldly empires. So the stone which the builders rejected, that's to say the king which the nations despise or disdain. And these are all the builders of worldly empire. So they look with disdain the king in Judea, in Israel. But then, this king, he has become the chief cornerstone. Others suppose that this stone can or may also refer to Israel, a nation that is held contempt by the world powers. But then here we can see exhortation. Exhortation. And then these words, Jesus himself applied these words to himself. We can see this in the Gospel of Matthew 21:42. Mark chapter 12, verse 10 and 11, Luke chapter 20, verse 17, and other part of the scripture. So here, the Lord Jesus, of course, he's the stone which the people rejected, especially the Jewish religious leaders. He had become the chief cornerstone. And then we are able to see, so here, the people rejoice, jubilant, and then triumphant is because how the Lord had exalted the king, the nation. So verse 24, 23, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our sight. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. So this day of victory, or this day of exaltation. And then calling upon the Lord to continue to save and to sustain his people, to bless, to save us. We beseech you, O Lord, we beseech you to send prosperity. And then verse 26, blessed is the one, possibly the king. Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you, the king, from the house of the Lord. So this is a blessing upon the king, the leader of the nation. Of course, here, this part of the psalm, we are able to see the clouds. They greeted Jesus at his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Or we can see John chapter 12, 13 and other part. So here, the triumphant entry of the Lord into Jerusalem, how the people cry out, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And then verse 27, the Lord is God and he has given us light. Bind the festival, sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. So continue, whereby to complete the climax of this worship of thanksgiving. So here, the people are rejoicing. And let's see the last two verses, verse 28 and 29. You are my God, I give thanks to you. You are my God, I extol you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. So the king speak his final word of praise in verse 28. You are my God, and I give thanks to you. You are my God, I extol you. And then how he repeat to ask upon the people to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. So in Psalms 118, we are able to see a hymn of thanksgiving for the deliverance from the enemies. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. We will pray together. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Could the
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus, our family, author, and seer. Peace be to all. May the Lord bless. Amen.